Hello, bright but very sensitive podcast listeners. We are doing a voice note style episode today because I am driving a lot today and wanted to talk to you. So, my apologies for the last episode if you happened to listen to that one. If you're not in a depressing mood, maybe don't listen to that one. I apologize in the sense that I didn't give a content note saying that it was going to be more on the depressing end of the spectrum. So I do apologize for that. But also, like, I am glad that I posted it, I guess, in a sense that, like, I really do want this podcast to be the raw and real lived experience of being autistic, being ADHD, you know, potentially having OSDD, having depression, experiencing past trauma, all this stuff, right? Like, I want it to just be what it's like instead of, like, only being informational or, but I also don't want it to only be trauma dumps. Does that make sense? Like, I want to make sure that this relationship that you and I are in is, like, consensual trauma dumping, if that makes sense. So my apologies for not giving a proper content note. I will try to do that in the future because I know that that's important. I want to make sure. And I know the title was that I was listening to a depression playlist from 2013 and that things were not going great. So hopefully that kind of tipped people off. But I also know that, you know, I'm autistic. A lot of people in my community are autistic, and sometimes we just need explicit content notes, you know? So let's see, what are we talking about today? So I am feeling much better after a period of feeling even worse than I was feeling in that episode, actually. When I say feeling even worse, what I've been going through, and I can give you a content note for this, but it won't be anything like any graphic descriptions of anything, but like we are going to talk about the symptoms of depression, symptoms of dissociation, symptoms of having dealt with past trauma. So if you're not in a headspace to listen to that, please just go ahead and skip this episode. Totally fine. But some of the ways in which my mental health got worse is I started having a lot of nightmares, which I have an interesting history with nightmares. I used to experience sleep paralysis. Anybody ever experienced that before? It's where your body is paralyzed, but your mind is kind of awake, like half awake, half asleep, and like you can't move. And a lot of times it comes with hallucinations. Some people have visual hallucinations. I don't really have that. I tend to have auditory or tactile hallucinations. Like I will feel someone holding my hand even when I know I'm alone, or, you know, something like that, which is like sounds like it'd be comforting, but is actually deeply creepy if you can feel someone holding your hand and you're alone. So anyway, but it's better than like my mom. My mom sees flames on the walls and scary shit like that. So, you know, I'll take holding a hand. Anyway, so I used to experience sleep paralysis. I haven't experienced that since I moved in with my husband and we started, sleeping in the same bed and everything, because we didn't live together before we were married. We didn't even live together right after we were married because I had to go finish up my master's degree. And so we were still doing long distance. It was a whole thing. I'll tell you about it some other time. But once we moved in together and were sleeping in the same bed, something about having my person right next to me has totally protected me from sleep paralysis. So that's been lovely. So I haven't had that, but I do have nightmares pretty frequently. I've been having a lot of political related nightmares recently, but I also have been noticing my nightmares have been really focused on like elements of my trauma, which is not fun. Like I said, we won't get graphic about it. I'm not going to describe my nightmares to you. That's no fun for anybody. But they're not great and I don't enjoy them. And I wake up feeling very disturbed, if that makes sense. Like I don't feel well rested. I don't feel at peace in any way. I feel very upset when I wake up and that's like not super fun. Sorry, I always describe things that way, by the way, like, oh, I'm not doing great, or it's not super fun. Like, I guess that's an avoidant thing that I'm working on doing less, actually. So how can I describe the way my nightmares make me feel? It's painful, right? It's painful, and it sucks to wake up and feel that way. And this morning was one of those mornings. I had a lot of nightmares. I did not sleep well. I was very exhausted. I slept 3 hours in the middle, or no, 4 hours, 4.5 maybe, in the middle of the day yesterday. Plus, I slept about 8 or 9 hours at night. I just felt like I couldn't keep my eyes open. Like, I felt like I was being, like, tugged into sleep constantly, and I just couldn't pull myself out of it. So that was unpleasant. I had to cancel a meeting with somebody because it was just, I could not show up for them. I knew I wasn't going to be the best coach I could be. So I, thankfully they were very understanding, but, so I had to cancel a call. And anyway, so this morning I woke up and I had had nightmares. I was very tired still, even though despite how much sleep I'd been getting. And I started to feel, the only way I can really describe it is like untethered. And I think people who experience dissociation, people who experience psychosis, people who experience these things probably know the feeling I'm talking about, where it's like you're starting to lose the plot. You're starting to lose the thread of reality just a little bit. And like, I don't think I was psychotic this morning. I don't think I had any kind of psychotic break, but I do think I was starting to dissociate so hard that, like, you know, if I'm assuming I have OSDD, right, and I have these other parts, I think this morning I was really flirting with the edge of another part just full on taking over because I was not able to hold my shit together. And I managed to journal, which I knew would help me feel better because the way I was describing this feeling is like, I knew I needed to feel something, but it felt locked away. It felt like it was behind a locked door. So I couldn't access whatever it was I was supposed to be feeling, whatever was bothering me. So I couldn't access it, but I could still feel it. And so I just felt shitty for no reason and couldn't understand it. And like, that's the worst of both worlds to me. I'd rather feel shitty and at least understand. So it felt like there was this big, horrible, negative thing that was like locked behind a door and I couldn't feel it or couldn't access it, couldn't understand it. And journaling kind of released some of that. I did find some of the stuff I was upset about, which was helpful, even though it was also upsetting. And so I did some journaling. I cried a little. Crying is always a great catharsis, a great release. And then I managed to get a little bit of work done, which was really lovely. I really enjoy working. I love my work. I love what I do. I love recording these podcasts for you guys and I love writing emails and I love what I do. And so that was actually very nice. And I did start to come out of that untethered feeling. I started to feel work. That's one of the other reasons I love work. And it does make me feel very tethered. I feel very connected. I feel like I'm with the program. And that feels very good to me. So, anyway, that's kind of where I was at this morning. And honestly, I don't even remember what I did this afternoon, really. Oh no, I know what I did. I talked to my mom on the phone for a little bit because we're doing family pictures this weekend, which are going to be super cute and super fun. And then I did a YouTube live where I got 2 haters. I have not gotten a hater on a YouTube live in a long time. So the fact that I got 2 on one live is like kind of bananas, but one person was just being hateful, like plain and simple. And so I just blocked them. The second person was just very anti self-diagnosis, but they weren't necessarily being like cruel. So we actually opened up a dialogue and we started talking. And my hope is that I really connected with this person and helped them see the essential and liberatory nature of self-diagnosis. I hope that I made a difference. I hope that I helped them see that they were being unhelpful to people in their own community. So, let's see. Yeah, so that's what I did this afternoon. Got an oil change, all that good stuff. Fridays are kind of my days that are mostly off, which is nice because that means I can work on whatever I feel like working on. And that freedom is really, really good for like my demand avoidance, and it helps with like my creative juices, getting those flowing. So anyway, why am I giving you a run through of my day? I guess just to show you that like things are better. That's where this all started, because I was like, I'm feeling better. And I was like, well, I wasn't this morning. And so that's where this run through of my day came from. Got it. But I'm feeling like significantly better today. I had a really lovely conversation with my in-laws. We just shot the shit for a little bit, which was really nice. Shot the shit. That sounds wrong. It is right. But usually you say shoot the shit, but it's past tense, so it should be shot. Anyway. We just talked for a bit, and that was really nice. I have a nice weekend that I'm looking forward to. I'm also dreading it a little bit. There's a lot going on. I'm a little nervous, but generally speaking, I'm excited. And yeah, I guess this is really all I've got for you. I just thought I'd do, I thought a voice note episode could be fun. So I'm just gonna stop recording this now, and I hope you all feel tethered. That's my hope for you all today. Or if you feel untethered, I hope you know that you are still valued and valuable and still amazing, even untethered, you know? Okay, I'll talk to you all next time.